Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mank from USC for Nature Notes. Mike Ellis from Somerville and his daughter, Emily, 8 years old, were on Edisto Beach and discovered something interesting that looked like bone, but it was dark in color and heavy in weight, more than regular bone, so maybe it's fossil material. And that's what Emily thought. And they sent me photographs of it and wondered if I could identify it for them. They had the proximal digit, one of the toe bones of a horse that had been fossilized there. We had horses, camels, bison, giant armadillo, beaver as large as a bear, tapirs, capybaras. We've gone through this before. But it's neat to have the part of a body of an animal and be able to identify what it was in the past and wonder about Pleistocene times in South Carolina. It's a treasure, no doubt.